This is PCJ Radio International. PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehong.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of the program. It's very nice to have you with me for the next hour as we bring you some light music and other things as well. Now, we do have some rather important information about something that we're going to be doing. The dates have not been announced yet, but I can give you a little bit of the inside scoop, as they say, of what that is going to be. If it sounds like I'm a little bit nasally today, that's because I am. It's the time of year again where the weather and the temperature is really all over the place. One day it's hot, one day it's cold and rainy, one day it's very hot, one day it's very cold and rainy. So with air conditioning being on and off and in the center and up and down and circling all around you, well, I caught another cold. And I sort of feel, I don't feel any pain right now. I actually feel quite good. The medicine is helping, as well as the little drink that I'm having. Well, actually, no, it's coffee. Yes, it's just coffee. Maybe something a little in it. But that's for medicinal purposes only. We begin right away with Rosemary Clooney. Come on to my house.
Come on to my house, my house. I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and every god I do. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you figs and dates and grapes and cakes. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you everything. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you marriage ring and the pomegranate. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you peach and pear and I love your hair. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you East Egg. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you everything, everything, everything. Come on to my house.
Come on to my house, Rosemary Clooney, beginning today's program. Now, I told you about a little bit of inside information. Now, the dates are not settled yet, nor is the frequency. But PCJ Radio International, to be more precise, the Happy Station Show, is going to be doing some shortwave tests of this program from the SLBC, that's the Sri Lankan Broadcasting Corporation. The transmitter site will be Trincomalee, which used to be used by Radio Deutsche Welle. The programs will be targeting Southeast Asia and East Asia, but of course, shortwave being what it is, it'll probably make its way down to the Pacific. Now, we're going to be doing the test over 4 weeks. So when we get the final details on frequencies and times, we will post that at www.pcjmedia.com. So we should know something actually in the next 2 weeks, or possibly even less. Last week on the show, as you know, we paid tribute to Laurel and Hardy. Today we're going to be paying tribute to another comedy group that was huge in films and very little in radio, but they did do some radio, but we'll tell you about that in a moment. Now, like I said, we're going to be broadcasting some special programs from the SLBC site in Trincomalee, Sri Lanka, targeting listeners, of course, in Southeast Asia and East Asia. And we get a lot of requests from people saying that they enjoy listening to Indian music and that we should be playing more on the program. So we're going to do that right now. We're going to play one of my favorite Bollywood playback singers. His name is Kisha Kumar. This is a CD that I picked up the last time I was in Singapore. And the song is, and I apologize in advance for my pronunciation, Jivan Ke Safar Main Rahi, on Happy Station.
सफर मेरा ही मिलते हैं बिछड़ जाने को और दे जाते हैं यादें तन्हाई में तड़पाने को ओ हो ओ हो ओ हो ओ हो जीवन के सफर मेरा ही मिलते हैं बिछड़ जाने को और दे जाते हैं यादें तन्हाई में तड़पाने को ये रूप की दौलत वाले कब सुनते हैं दिल के नाले ओ की दौलत वाले कब सुनते हैं दिल के नाले तकदीर न बस में डाले इनके किसी दीवाने को जीवन के सफर में रही मिलते हैं बिछड़ जाने को और दे जाते हैं यादें तन्हाई में तड़पाने को इनकी नजर से खेले दुख पाए मुसीबत झेले ओ जो इनकी नजर से खेले दुख पाए मुसीबत झेले फिरते हैं ये सब अलबेले दिल लेके मुकर जाने को जीवन के सफर मेरा ही मिलते हैं बिछड़ जाने को और दे जाते हैं यादें तन्हाई में तड़पाने को दिल लेके दगा देते हैं एक रोग लगा देते हैं दिल लेके सगा देते हैं एक रोग लगा देते हैं हंस हंस के जला देते हैं ये हुस्न के परवाने को जीवन के सफर मेरा ही मिलते हैं बिछड़ जाने को और दे जाते हैं यादें तन्हाई में तड़पाने को ओ हो
The fantastic Kishore Kumar with the song Javan Ke Safar Main Rahi here on your program Happy Station. I'm not sure what film that's from. Actually, it's listed right here, but unfortunately it's what's written in Hindi and I don't read the language. You're listening to Happy Station coming to you from PCJ Radio International. Last week on the show, we had a little tribute to Laurel and Hardy. And this week I said I would bringing you the four Marx Brothers. Now, they were the four Marx Brothers earlier on in their career, but after the movie Duck Soup was made, which one was he? Zeppo Marx left the group. So it was only Groucho, Chico, and Harpo. They did very little radio work. Very little radio work. They guest appeared on programs by Jack Benny and Bob Hope and Bing Crosby and other popular radio presenters at the time, but they never had their own radio program. One of their earliest radio performances was actually a syndicated promotion series that was produced by one of the major studios in Hollywood. Now, back in the 1930s and 40s, the big studios, RKO, MGM, and Paramount, would release special radio programs on transcription, syndicate them across the United States of upcoming films. And the stars of the film would go into another studio, a radio studio that is, and redo parts of the films. So if it was music, they'd re-sing the songs, they would do some of the dramatic parts. Comedy, of course, they'd do some of the comical parts. It was never done in front of an audience. Paramount Pictures had a series called Paramount Movie Parade. And one of the first ones that they did was with the Marx Brothers. In fact, I think it was the first Paramount Movie Parade with the Marx Brothers, for when the Marx Brothers came out with their film Duck Soup. We now bring you this historical little gem on your program, Happy Station.
This station takes pleasure in presenting to you a new series of programs. Produced by electrical transcription in the Paramount Studios, Hollywood, entitled The Paramount Movie Parade. Each week, the most brilliant stars in the galaxy of screen artists will project their personalities through your loudspeaker and proceed to lavishly entertain with drama, comedy, and song. In this, the initial program to be brought to you on the air, what group of famous farceurs do you imagine are about to be presented? The classic fun makers of the century. None other than those riotous rascals, the four Marx Brothers, the Humpty Dumpty hooligan stars of the stage, the air, and Hollywood, who will present their maddest, merriest conglomeration of whiz, bang, and spoof, entitled Duck Soup. Which the four Marx Brothers are now masquerading are as follows. Groucho is Rufus T. Firefly, the dictator of Fredonia. a diplomat who learned his diplomacy among the best dips in the racket. Harpo is Skippy, a super snooper sort of spy who shadows so many suspects he becomes afraid of his own shadow. Chico is Chicolini, who goes from peanuts to war minister and back to peanuts again until he goes nuttier than ever. Zeppo is Bob Firefly, son of Rufus T., the only sane note in the unharmonic scale. We now switch you to the Paramount Studio, where the four Marx brothers are shooting a scene for their new picture, Duck Soup. The scene represents the reception salon in the Fredonia Palace, where the ex-president's widow is anxiously awaiting their newly appointed dictator, Rufus T. Firefly, otherwise Groucho Marx. The guests are now singing the national anthem.
As chairwoman of the reception committee, I extend the good wishes of every man, woman, and child of Fredonia.
All this for me?
Certainly.
That's how you throw away your money. I'd rather add a good box of cigars. Soldiers, you may go. Keep the swords. We're going to have roast beef for dinner. Forward, march.
As chairwoman of the reception committee, I welcome you with open arms.
Is that so? How late do you stay open?
I have sponsored your appointment because I feel you are the most able statesman in all Fredonia.
Well, that covers a lot of ground. Say, you cover a lot of ground yourself. You better beat it. I hear they're going to tear you down and put up an office building where you're standing.
The future of Fredonia rests on you. Without my husband, I have only you to fall back on.
I haven't been on the job 5 minutes and already she's making advances to me. Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
I was with him to the very end.
No wonder he passed away.
I held him in my arms and kissed him.
Oh, I see. Then it was murder. Will you marry me? Did he leave you any money? Answer the second question first.
Why, yes. He left me his entire fortune.
He did? Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you.
Oh, Your Excellency.
You're not so bad yourself.
Oh, I want to present to you Ambassador Trentino of Salvania. Having him with us today is indeed a great pleasure.
Thank you, but I can't stay very long.
That's even a greater pleasure.
I bring you a message of goodwill. In behalf of my president...
I won't be a happier president. I'll be the whole president or nothing.
Your Excellency, haven't we seen each other somewhere before?
I don't think so. I'm not sure I'm seeing you now. It must be something I ate.
Look here, sir. Are you trying to...
Don't look now. But there's one man too many in this room, and I think it's you. Where's my secretary?
Here I am.
Good heavens, Your Excellency.
Take a letter.
Who to?
To my dentist. Dear dentist, enclose fine check for $500. Yours very truly. Send that off immediately.
I'll have to enclose the check first.
You do, and I'll fire you.
Your Excellency, the eyes of the world are upon you. Notables from every country are gathered here in your honor. This is a gala day for you.
Well, a gala day is enough for me. I don't think I can handle any more.
If it's not asking too much. For our information, just for illustration, tell us how you intend to run the nation.
These are the laws of my administration.
No one's allowed to smoke or tell a dirty joke, and whistling is forbidden.
We're not allowed to tell a dirty joke.
If chewing gum is chewed, the chewer is pursued, and in the hooskow hidden.
If we chew, the chew will be pursued.
If any form of pleasure is exhibited, report to me and it will be prohibited. I'll put my foot down, so shall it be. This is the land of the free. The last man nearly ruined this place, he didn't know what to do with it. If you think this country's bad off now, just wait till I get through with it. The country's taxes must be fixed, and I know what to do with it. If you think you're paying too much now, just wait till I get through with it.
Mm,
Taking graft, and I don't get my share. We stand them up against the wall, and up goes the weasel.
The Paramount Orchestra, under the direction of Nathaniel Finston, will now strain a few strains from the tureen of Duck Soup.
House of Representatives has been called to order by the Speaker, and the disorder is rampant.
Meeting's called to order.
Your Excellency, here's the Treasury Department's report. I hope you'll find it clear.
Clear? Why, a four-year-old child could understand this report. Run out and find me a four-year-old child. I can't make head or tail out of it. And now, members of the Cabinet, we'll take up all business.
I wish to discuss the tariff.
Sit down. That's new business. No old business? Very well. And we'll take up new business.
Now about that tariff.
Too late. That's old business already. Sit down.
Gentlemen, as your Secretary of War, I...
The Secretary of War is out of order. Which reminds me, so is the plumbing. Make a note of that. Never mind, I'll do it myself.
The Department of Labor wishes a report that the workers of Fredonia are demanding shorter hours.
Very well, we'll give them shorter hours. We'll start by cutting their lunch hour to 20 minutes.
Gentlemen, enough of this. How about taking up the tax?
How about taking up the carpet?
I still insist we must take up the tax.
He's right. You've got to take up the tax before you can take up the carpet.
Your Excellency, unless this measure is given immediate attention, I shall resign. I give all my time and energy to my duties, and what do I get?
You get awfully tiresome after a while.
Sir, you try my patience.
I don't mind if I do. You must come over and try mine sometime.
That's the last straw. I resign. I wash my hands of the whole business.
A good idea. You can wash your neck, too. And now, gentlemen, what this country needs is...
peanuts!
If there's one thing we don't need right now, it's peanuts. As I was saying, gentlemen, what this country needs is...
peanuts!
That's that infernal peanut vendor, Ciccolini.
Well, chase him away from the building. Get rid of him if you have to use violence. And when his back is turned, give me a bag of peanuts.
I've tried to chase him, but it's no use. He won't go.
He won't, eh? We'll see about that. Send for Firefly at once.
But you're Firefly.
Never mind, then. I'll get in touch with him myself.
Just listened to the initial program in the series of the Paramount Movie Parade starring the four Marx Brothers, consisting of choice morsels from Duck Soup, their delectable concoction of crazyisms. This program was produced in Hollywood by Paramount Pictures from the four Marx Brothers production, Duck Soup, soon to be shown throughout the country. Next week, another program in the series of the Paramount Movie Parade will be broadcast by this station. Be sure to tune in.
From 1933, the Paramount Movie Parade featuring the four Marx Brothers, Groucho, Chico, Harpo, who was very quiet, and Zeppo. And, of course, the Marx Brothers' favorite leading lady, Margaret Dumont. Well, we're going to have a little bit of music, and then when we come back, we're going to listen to the MGM Movie Parade for another Marx Brothers classic. But first, here is the one and only Elton John and Crocodile Rock. Elton John and Crocodile Rock here on your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. Our email address is as always, hs@pcjmedia.com. Now, as I was mentioning earlier, all the major film studios had radio programs that they would syndicate to promote films. This, of course, pre-television days. Now, despite the fact they would release trailers in cinemas to reach the widest audience, of course, well, the better way to do it, of course, is by radio. The Marx Brothers did a number of these for Paramount. Well, for Paramount, they did two. The rest of them were for MGM. Here's one of their early MGM ones for the classic film At the Circus. And it begins with Leo is on the air.
Leo is on the air. Goldwyn-Mayer presents a tuneful radio jubilee, embracing musical highlights and lyrical big moments from its mammoth colossus of entertainment, At the Circus, starring the Marx Brothers, Groucho, Chico, Harpo. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Step right up to the gilded box office of your nearest theater, and soon, and see the mighty musical master entertainment of them all. For that's what the picture At the Circus is. Merriment, melody, jollity, hilarity, spectacle, action, songs, thrills. A million hearty laughs for a world with a tear in its eye. And now, for your amazement and edification, we present just a few of the musical wonders in At the Circus, a mere drop in this big-time bucket of sensational amusement. Our internationally celebrated circus band, under the 14-carat gold-tipped baton of our famous concertmaster, blossoms forth in a blaze of rhythmic glory as it brings you Tiger Rag. Let's go and twist that tiger's tail. Brothers at the Circus. Here's a thrilling 33 1/3% of that mad trio of sensational zanies, Groucho, and he sings a new song, Hidia, entitled Lydia.
Lydia, oh Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattooed lady. She has eyes that folks adore so, and a torso even more so. Lydia, oh Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh, Lydia, the queen of tattoo. On her back is the Battle of Waterloo. Beside it, the wreck of the Hesperus, too. and proudly above waves the red, white, and blue. You can learn a lot from Lydia. Oh, Lydia, oh, Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh, Lydia, the champ of them all. She once swept an admiral clear off his feet. The ships on her hips made his heart skip a beat. And now the old boy's in command of the fleet. For he went and married Lydia. I said Lydia.
He said Lydia.
They said Lydia.
We said Lydia.
La, la.
Introducing the Pagliacci of the piano, the king of the keyboards, the champ of the chopsticks. Chico Marx offers his piano rendition of various tunes, exactly as you will hear and see him in the amazing success at the circus. Is the hilarious spearhead of a glorious musical attacked in at the circus. Listen, listen to the enchanting Svengali number with a dusky ensemble of mellow voices and Harpo himself twanging the silken strings of his miraculous harp.
Why be melancholy when we got Svengali?
Make it a blue moon.
Make it a blue moon.
Seriously speaking, the musical interludes you have heard give just a faint hint of the tip-top entertainment which awaits you in the new musical attraction at the circus, starring the Marx Brothers, Groucho, Chico, and Harpo, and that ever-popular favorite of radio, Kenny Baker, replete with bestseller music and the inimitable humor of the Marx Brothers, at the circus, is presented to moviegoers at a time when a bit of life, love, and laughter is welcome indeed. We sincerely hope you like At the Circus when it comes your way. The music heard on this program was played by the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Orchestra under the direction of Franz Waxman. This is your MGM radio reporter signing off and thanking you for listening.
Leo is on the air featuring the Marx Brothers, this time the three Marx Brothers, Groucho, Chico, and Harpo, for a promotion trailer for that series, for the movie, At the Circus. And you're wondering why last week we did this and this week. Well, you know, I was going through my archives and, oh man, I can't believe at how many old-time radio programs that I have. Many of them I bought a number of years ago. Some of them are on 16-inch transcription discs. Some of them are on 12-inch transcription discs. And I thought, well, you know, they're just sitting there. So why don't we dig them up every now and again and present them on the program? Because they're a lot of fun to listen to. I mean, you think about the guy who is the announcer. So dramatic. And today on, you know, and he's doing it like that. But of course, today when they do movie promos, it's like, the greatest movie you'll ever see. Whom, and sound effects. Very, of course, things have changed. You know, he sounds like a newsreader. I have some old newscasts from the 30s. And when I was listening to some of them, they sound like they could be actors in the Royal Shakespeare Company. Anyway, time now for more music. Let's take a listen to the one and only Oliver Mutukudzi. He's from Zimbabwe. And here he is with Wake Up.
Oh,
Adekuti from Zimbabwe with Wake Up here on your program, Happy Station. Now, our last piece of music today, I'm not going to introduce the song. I will introduce the singer. Her name is Galan, very popular singer in Hong Kong and Taiwan. She's originally from Beijing, but moved to Taiwan in 1949. She was classically trained in Beijing at the Beijing Peking Opera Company. But when moving to Taiwan, she decided to sing popular standards of the day. She did everything from jazz to easy listening music from that period, made famous by other singers. We've played her before on the program, and a number of you said they would like to hear something else from her. So we're going to do that right now. Like I said, I'm not going to name the song, but I think many of you will recognize it immediately. The only clue I will give is Doris Day. But it's not Doris Day singing.
Chinese singer Galan singing a big hit for Doris Day called Whatever Will Be, but singing it in Mandarin. And she had a hit with that in Taiwan, Hong Kong, and Singapore when that originally came out in the late 1950s. Well, we are now out of time. Once again, if you wish to contact us, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. And of course, you can catch all past editions and other programs from PCJ by going to our website, www.pcjmedia.com. So until next time, friends, this is Keith Powell wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.